This will be more on to keep you from being dead when you're living. My cousin and I in Anchorage on March 13th, 2011, went to a birthday party. And it was a woman's 40th birthday. And the year or 2 years before, she said she was going to do 40 new things before she was 40. And Jackie and I looked at each other and said, let's do 80 before 80. So I started on March 14th. And the first thing I did, I refereed a basketball game. Well, it was really a dream. But I was so stiff and sore the next morning that I thought, I can count this one. And, you know, I'm a person who can be very content to take a book in the morning and sit there and read it all day long. This really pushed me to do things sometimes I didn't want to do. Sometimes it was things I was eager to do, but I must say it really made a difference for me. I like paper. I've liked paper all my life. I remember in this small school I went to when I was a kid, if you weren't feeling well, you got to lay on the couch in the teacher's lounge. And the cupboard for colored paper was there, so I'd sneak off the couch and open the door and just stand there and look at the construction paper. Mm. And I've always liked paper. So what I've done is I've made scrapbooks of my 80 before 80. I'm going to pass things around, but here I have a page of things I ate. Eating out in Homer with the Homer bookstore owners, I had Australian wild boar. I had my first reindeer hot dog from the stand on 4th. Went picking puffball mushrooms and ate them for breakfast. Had ostrich. And you know, it looks like and tastes like beef.
Really?
I'm going to pass these around, but everyone, some things I cooked that I hadn't done before. I made gravlaks with salmon, and it was soft and mushy and not very good at all. And I went to this older Finnish woman, and the first thing she said, did you use frozen salmon? I had. And she said, you can't make it that way. So I did it again with fresh salmon, and I think even the Norwegians would have said it was pretty good. How many of you have made black bean brownies? I thought, but
so.
It's gluten-free. And you just put all the ingredients in the blender and blend it and bake it and you have black bean brownies. I wouldn't have done that. But I was doing 80 before 80, and this was new. And do you know about the world's easiest cake?
The dump cake.
The dump cake.
The dump cake?
Oh, this is easier. You take a box of cake mix, a box of angel food cake mix, you mix them together, 3 tablespoons of that, 2 tablespoons of water, 1 minute in the microwave, and you have an individual cake. I've been doing it ever since. Did a motorcycle ride. Granted, it was just around the farmyard, but I did it. I learned the barred owl call. Do you know the barred owl call?
Yeah, well, I know the barred owl, but I don't know the call. What's the call?
Who cooks for you? Hoo, 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 hoo. Well, many different things I did. I cleaned trails in Anchorage. I went to the Wildlife Center, went to the fair, lots of things like that. I learned how to make the Danish heart. I made a whole bunch of them, sent them for Valentine's. And this was the winter when And for Holden people, it wouldn't be anything. 144 inches of snow in Anchorage set their record. Well, as I said, yeah, so for you that would be nothing. But for me, shoveling all winter long.
It was pretty great. I was out of the way.
People in Anchorage don't tend to have garages or carports. I don't know why. But every time I wanted to go someplace, it was brushing off the car and shoveling snow. I have a turkey here. I went to turkey bingo in the Catholic Church. That was a new experience for me.
Bingo.
Oh, here's... Had a great grandson. I didn't really have anything, but I thought, new experience, I counted it. I got over 80, by the way. Wanted to show you this one right here. And I'm going to pass this around. I went swimming in the Bering Sea.
Oh.
I don't like cold water, but it was an 80 before 80. I did talked about this here last year up in the Ark, and one of the men said, I think he was going to do 60 before 60 or something, but he said, I'm going to talk to a tea partier. And another man in the group said, here I am. And the two of them sat and had a conversation. And afterwards, when I talked to them, they both said neither of them were convinced of the other one. But they sat and had a very civil conversation. One woman I was talking to about it, she started, and the first thing she did was she read a science fiction novel. She didn't like it, but she said it was an experience to have. So I'm going to pass these around. You can have a look at them. And as I said, the scrapbook part is just...
It's making me sad I'm so far away from my next decade. You know, I just think it's...
Well, and you know, I know it works. I know it works because my birthday's in August, and last September my daughter said, let's go to the Sioux Falls Fair. And I don't really like fairs. And I said, no, I don't think I'll go. Had that been in July, I would have gone with her, I'm sure.
Karina, did you decide, did you make a list of 80 things at this time, or just say,
no.
Okay, I'm going to be open to this?
There were a few things I wanted to do, but a lot of it just came up. I was asked to judge a science fair, and that really isn't something I'm terribly wild about. Parents really do some marvelous things. But... I said yes, I would go judge the science fair, and I had one of my very favorite stories at all. There was one fourth grader who had just done his thing completely on his own. He'd some old notebook paper with the rings in, and he'd written down things and on tornadoes. And it was really pretty good. And the last thing he had was, where's the safest place to be in a tornado? He answered his own question, in the basement, because a big tornado can't fit into a basement. I wouldn't have had that story had I not done that. So, at another one, someone said she was going to watch Fox News for an hour, and so someone else said, well, then I'm going to watch MSNBC for an hour. And I don't know what the result of their things were. But, you know, maybe I could learned to crochet a cowl. So I finished last August, and then I started my new one on Christmas Day last year. My daughter, her husband, and granddaughter were going to their son's for Christmas, and I was invited. They live in Minnesota, but they have two of the worst cats for allergies possible, and it was a cold day, so I knew I couldn't be outside a lot, so I decided to stay home. And during that day, I realized this was the first time I'd ever been alone on Christmas. That hadn't happened to me before. So I thought, well, how am I going to make this day special? And I'd always heard about Yulata, the Swedish service that starts early in the morning with lighting candles. So I went to that service, and it did say they had coffee afterwards, but that isn't why I went. I just thought it would be nice. It was just lovely. It was dark. I got lost. I was practically in Iowa, but I did find the church in time, and it started with lighting of candles. And the scripture was read in Swedish, which I don't understand at all, but having heard the Christmas story so often, I knew exactly what they were reading. And I think about my favorite Christmas hymn, When Christmas Morn is Dawning. They sang that in Swedish. The choir had a lot of old people, but also some young people. And it was such a marvelous way to start the day. And then the coffee turned out to be really a smorgasbord. Three kinds of rice pudding, roopals, all of that kind of thing. Met people I hadn't met before, so I thought, I'm going to start my new one now. And I'm doing 14 and 14, but I thought I'll use the church year rather than the calendar year so I can count my Christmas day. I am learning American Sign Language. That's one of the things I'm doing. And so I just would like to encourage people to think of this as something to do. And as I said, it's not a bucket list. It can be, but a lot of it just has to do with pushing yourself a little. Having
instead of saying no, saying yes.
Yeah. Or, in my case, sometimes it might be, I'll say no to that. But something maybe you wouldn't do otherwise. So, I would like you to think, what's something you might do that just... I counted moving to South Dakota, too, because as I've told people, that I lived in Africa and that I lived in Alaska, for me, weren't too surprising, but South Dakota was never on the radar screen. So I counted that as one of my... So think about that. What is something, or maybe something even here at Holden that you might do? I mean, maybe talk to a tea party, or maybe talk to someone who's very liberal.
Well, I have a question. How long did you allow yourself when you came up with 80 before 80? Did you have a year, 2 years?
No, I started on March 14th, 2011, and I was 80 last August. So I had about 2.5 years.
So how many total did you get? You said you got more than 80.
Yeah, I had 86 that I counted. And some of them really didn't amount to too much, and some of them were quite an undertaking, like swimming in the Bering Sea.
Yeah.
So did you count like going to places you'd never been before, just any time you did that? Was that one of them? Right.
It could have been, but I don't think I went any place I hadn't been before during that time. The friends of mine from Olympic Peninsula decided they're doing it, and they flew out to Minneapolis, and we drove to the B&B together, so they had a whole pile of things that were new to them. And of course, you don't have to do a scrapbook. I just, as I said, I just like paper. I could do something maybe like joining a choir, but I don't think they would have me.
Or you can say something. Oh, I would just think, this is what I'm thinking ahead of doing, but a couple years ago when I was doing my teaching exchange, one of the people that was prepping us for the year before we went off was saying, you know, make this your year of yes. When somebody offers you an opportunity to do something, say yes. And I really took that to heart that year. And like, I'm kind of afraid of heights, and I went up on a hot air balloon, and I loved it. I never would have done that except for I heard that voice of like, say yes, when you have a chance, say yes. I ate haggis.
I enjoyed it, but I said yes.
You know, but that came back to me during that year often. You know, when I was in a place where I knew nobody for a year, not one person, and so there were lots of new opportunities, but it really did make me aware of, you know, there's lots of times when I just like, it'd be simpler not to, or no, I'm kind of uncomfortable with that, but I'm during that year, I don't think I passed up opportunities. I just said yes, and I think it was kind of eye-opening, and I'm glad I did that. And should probably get more back into that.
Yes, that's good. It's just a question.
Well, one thing I'm doing up here that I haven't been doing a lot of before was communicating with people via letters, written letters. Because I was so used to doing email, texting, phone calls. So I'm trying to just write more letters. And it's a nice thing for me to do, because then I have to think a little bit about what I want to say, and questions I might want to ask them, and questions I want to answer that I'm trying to answer. Every letter that came to me, I'm trying to answer it. So I write down that I answered it. And that's one thing I want to do up here, is write letters.
That's 2 years ago, Judy Acker had a workshop on letter writing and writing letters, and the very first thing she had us do was to write a letter to someone who would not be expecting to get a letter from us. So one thing I'm doing this year is at least twice a month to write a letter to someone who isn't expecting to get a letter from me. And you know, people enjoy it.
Oh yeah.
I did write one of them to my grandson, and he emailed me back, "You and my other grandma are the only two people who ever use handwriting, and I don't read it very well."
So they don't teach it anymore.
They do in Sioux Falls, which kind of surprised me.
You know, you mentioned reading science fiction. Something that I've been doing up here, I'm a very left-brain person, very mathematics-oriented and stuff like that, and I'm actually, I think I took one semester of foreign language in all of my education, and I'm actually studying ancient Hebrew and trying to learn how to understand the ancient Semitic languages and stuff like that, because I want to be able to read the Bible in the Greek, in the Hebrew, so that I get the full rich meaning that you know it's kind of lost in the translation. And just, this is something different that I've never done before here at home.
I think if I were doing that one as an 80 before 80, I'd count every word that I No, but that's a challenge kind of thing that's neat for us.
So I related to
and are you doing it on your own, or?
Yeah. I got flashcards.
Well, I made a pact with myself in January of 2014 that I was going to be prolific at baking bread this year. I'm not very good yet.
But
I make it.
One of the women that commuted out here with me is a pastor. I met her in Anchorage, and during Lent, they have a different ethnic bread every Sunday that someone in the church bakes from their ethnicity. And so they can. She shares then how it's worldwide, and communion, she said, has brought a new meaning with the different breads that they explain. And those you can just send around separately that don't have a lot to say. It just is something that really was helpful for me. Mm-hmm. And someone, if they'd say, let's do this or that, just to do it. And you don't have to be going on 80. As I said, we got the idea from a birthday party. Some woman was 40 before 40.
So one of my friends who's in her mid-30s is visiting 40 countries before she turns 40. And actually, I think she's met her goal now, and she's like, okay, what am I supposed to do now? She's kind of at a loss. What's next? But yeah, she was doing 40 before 40 countries.
And what I found, a lot of these things are nothing things, maybe. But I did them.
Yeah.
And I could feel... I could feel good about doing something new again, something I hadn't done before.
I think the thing that just listening to you, it sounds like one of the advantages of other times you say, no, I wouldn't be good at that, or I, and you know, you're, so you want to try to be good at something, but in this case, it's just try something new, and it doesn't matter whether you're good at it or not, just mm-hmm. do it.
And I now I have a self-taught German book, so this will be the fifth time I've been in German 1. I will never conquer Der, Die, Das. But I even though I've done it before, I counted it again because before I've been in. Well, one college class and the rest of them were adult classes. But this I'm doing on my own, so I can count that as a new thing. I'm trying to do it by myself.
I like how playful you are in doing this. It's kind of like what you said, Chris. You don't have to be perfect at it. You're just trying it out, and you're being very playful about it. And I would probably be so serious, go, I can't count that. Well, no, I could. I can count that. Try a different kind of cake. I can try it. Why not? Yeah.
I mean, black bean brownies to me sounded pretty bad, and they're really good.
I know. I heard that they're good. I haven't tried them yet.
That,
yeah,
and my cousin and I were kind of together on it, and I was in Wenatchee last year or the year before, and I walked past this dog plate training place, and the big sign was out training rattlesnake avoidance. So I called Jackie and I said, I saw this place, can I count that as an 80 before 80? She said, only if you take a dog there. So we did talk to each other, and we'd say we'd done this or that, so it was reinforcing, and we had fun.
Did you have to give things up to do these other things? Did you give up other habits or, you know, things you did?
I didn't do that. I could have. I didn't even think of it. Thank you for that idea. Maybe I'll have one of those. Yeah, maybe I will do that.
One of the things for me is I kind of like gave up television because I didn't want to live my life vicariously through actors. You know, I wanted to actually live life instead of sitting in front of the TV. And so it sounded like much the same thing as when you're not watching TV, you have all this time to go out and live life. life and do all these interesting things.
Yeah, that would be a nice idea to, not a Lenten kind of giving up necessarily, but just, okay, I won't do this as one of my 80 before 80. One of the things I do now is Sundays I do not go shopping. If I need something and didn't get it the day before, I just don't do it. And so I'm trying to keep Sunday more of a day of rest, worship, contacting people. And often it's a day when I will write one of my letters to someone. So I would just like to encourage you, think about it. It can really be a lot of fun.
I want to walk the new labyrinth. Where did they move it to?
Mason Trail.
Like you're going down the road, but then it juts up, and it's this kind of windy trail, and then it comes out into a wider road, and it's right there on the.
Linda, turn that over.
By the ranger station.
I went to the Alaska High School Native Olympic Games and saw world's record set. This is just one of the events, but the ball was, what does it say? How?
Record 91 inches, broke the record of 90 inches.
And she jumped up and hit it with both feet. And I thought, having seen that, that certainly could count as a.
Well, Cindy and I helped set a Guinness Book of World Records. Loudest bands in the world at Sea Hawk.
At the Sea Hawk? Really?
You guys are the loudest fans?
Yes, it's in the world.
That's in the Guinness Book, and you were part of that.
We were there, yeah.
Well, I don't know that you two would do an 80 before 80, but I think that would be a marvelous kind of thing to have in there. That
go on to a Seahawks
game. Oh, and you could do a great scrapbook page on that with the Seahawks logo. And
oh, believe me, it's.
I have great
Seahawks scrapbook stuff. So. I'm a scrapbooker too. I love. It helps you relive the.
Maybe someone would like to write a poem, if you haven't written a poem before. Yeah. Think of something. What is something one might do?
Well, I've never made bread for communion, and I just.
You did.
I signed up to do it in 2 weeks or something.
The Sunday before I started out here, I ushered in church. I'd never done that before.
Oh, good.
And when they called and asked me about it, my immediate response was, no, I've never done that. And then I thought, oh, I could count this one.
It just shifts the way you think of things.
It does, and it opens the world to you in a different way.
Yeah. I remember when you talked about it before, too, you talked about how so many people, I don't know if it's just American culture or if it's another, I think other cultures, there are some more, other, some cultures celebrate age more than we do. I think we tend to want to push people away and
we want to be young and beautiful and not have any wrinkles.
Yeah. Well, and you talked about how some people that you've met, and we were thinking of a relative of ours who they sit and watch television. That's they have their really cool chairs and their remote and their snacks and all that kind of stuff, and that's pretty much what they do, is watch television all day, and that this was
part of your mission or whatever was to help people realize that, you know,
there's
you can do 80 new things before you're 80 when you start at age 77, and it can keep you enjoying your life while it lasts.
And it does. And every one you do, you feel good about it.
Yeah. When I remember, I had kind of a similar epiphany or whatever. This was probably, 10 years ago now, maybe? Maybe, no, it wouldn't have been quite that long. Anyway, getting my hair cut and talking with my hairdresser, the lottery had gotten to this huge astronomical number, and you were joking about what would we do if we won the lottery, and it got me to thinking, why am I waiting? What would I, if I could fashion my life the way that, what is it that I really enjoy? And it really kind of helped me examine what I was doing, and so it was like, you know, the things that I wanted to do, I didn't need to win the lottery in order to do them. Mm-hmm. So I started scrapbooking once a week with my mom. There were a bunch of things that it was like, you know, I do this. And I was like, well, why am I not doing it right now? So.
You don't have to stay, but I would like to challenge you. And I hope somebody or some people come up and say, I'm going to have a whatever before ever. As I said, I'm doing 14 and 14, but I'm using the church year, so I started with last Christmas. That, and being alone and driving when it was still dark in the morning and I didn't really know where I was going, I could have stayed home all day. But I had a marvelous, marvelous experience.
So tell me, 14 and 14, is it 14 months then?
No, it's 2014, but I have to be done before the first day in Advent.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So
what number are you on?
6. I need to get go. Maybe I'll count this one. I had a wonderful experience driving here. We went to see the Medicine Wheel. Near Powell, Wyoming. It's up in the Little Bighorns, and it's been there they don't know how long. Archaeologists are disputing, but the ranger I talked to said she was there on the solstice, and those rocks are lined right up, just like they are at Stonehenge. And then they have it roped off, and around the rope they have tobacco bags, medicine bags, strips of cloth. There was a beautiful beadwork that had evidently come out of someone's dress because it was cut out of the deer skin hanging around the edge. And they asked non-natives to please not put anything there because this has been active for the natives for years and years. But coming back, we saw this meadow full of wildflowers that was so pretty. And when we opened the door, the car was just filled with the scent of the flowers. And Ben, when you talked about the sacred place of the burning bush, there was something about being there that you realized this is a sacred place. And you walk around it to your left. And you just felt, I'm on sacred ground. It was a profound experience. And then having that perfume of the wildflowers, yeah, it was very, very special.
Yeah, I think you could put that one down. Then you'd be at 7.
Halfway there.
You got lots of time.
Lighting a fire, a candle, another thing I thought of, the pastor of the Zion Lutheran Church in Wilmer, Minnesota, was telling me a story when she was young and just out of college. She has a beautiful singing voice. She went to Germany to be in a German choir. And she talked about how lonesome and how homesick she was, not knowing, she knew German, but not that well. And she started lighting a candle in the evening. And she has lit a candle every night ever since for 30 or 40 years. That I thought, well, I could do that, but I lit a candle a couple nights and then I was tired and went to bed. So that hasn't stayed up.
So don't do that while you're here.
Unless you do this candle.
One suggestion someone had, I think I would really kind of like to do this. This was in another book or something, but it was to, in a restaurant, to give a $100 tip. And I thought, you know that, especially when I see in the morning these women that come in and breakfast tips can't be that much, and you know they're really working hard to make things, I think, wouldn't that be a fun thing to do? Maybe I'll do that this year.
My mom accidentally did that at a restaurant in Disneyland on Thanksgiving. And she's looking at her wallet and she realized, oh, this other 100 had stuck in with that one. And she wanted to go get it back. And I'm like, Mom, you can't go get money back. And you left as a tip. And, you know, my husband and I are talking her through this. It's like, just think, you know, that guy looked like a college student probably, and he's worked on Thanksgiving, and, you know, you really made his day. And she's like, well, I didn't want to.
Yeah, if you do that, make sure it goes to the waitress, because a lot of places you have to share your tips. And
yeah, I know that. And when I worked in Yellowstone, I didn't realize this too, when they're added onto the bill, they take off the percentage. Like if you charge, they'll
add the gratuity kind to it, or what?
You add the gratuity, but at least Delaware North and Yellowstone took off what they have to pay the credit card company. Oh, I think it's 3% or something like that. So, well, thank you for being here. And I do have a picture that isn't in there of my great-grandson's first birthday. So if anyone would like to look at Zachary having his cake.
With a tie on. Does he have a tie on?
He has a tie.
That's so cute. Well, thank you.
And